Well, hello, my lovely beings. I am doing podcasts. I think it's 13, and this is Debbie Dobbins, the Queen of Magic. Today, I want to talk about living as if you were dying. It's a great country western song that I particularly enjoyed when it is so poignant for how we should be living life, period. It takes usually some sort of disaster, trauma event, devastation, loss for us to go, I should wake up and pay attention. I did a video immersed in nature, and I find it so fascinating that when we talk about death, my mortality staring me in the face because I was diagnosed with cancer, I have always this choice to live as if you were going to die. And the reason I put it in that context, even though that's a great song, is we are living as if we are guaranteed some term of life. What's so fascinating and amazing about the human race is that we treat death as if it is such a final ending. And the real truth is that we are eternal beings. We are just here on this planet for an unprescribed amount of time, which we don't come in with the timer set and we know when it is. So it's a big mystery. And at the same time, we don't have any guarantee that we will be here one breath after this moment when you're listening to this, or the next moment, or tomorrow. I think there's been so many amazing things that have come out of COVID. Such a crisis turning point for so many people to have looked and reflected on their life in a way that I find really, really great. Here's one thing that is really important that came out of COVID, the recognition for so many people, especially if they did lose a loved one. Death is guaranteed. Literally, death is guaranteed. You don't come into this life and expect there's no warranties that say you're going to live for eternity in this form, because we are eternal beings. As we understand that when we're first born and we're little, and then it's drilled out of us by the human race. If you think about this, we are not guaranteed to stay here forever. As a matter of fact, the guarantee is that once you are born, you will die. You will die. And so, why we put so much, and I think it's a lot of the Western hemisphere that does this, because a lot of cultures really embrace the idea of death, of transitioning to another dimension, another realm, another place, because we want to compartmentalize our knowingness of life into these five senses we got installed with when we came to this planet. And if you really pay any attention to, especially science these days and the discoveries that are being made, there are so many different dimensions and realms that just we don't see them clearly because we are so limited by five senses. Death is just a different experience. And I really, really, truly want to meet the person that believes that we are not an eternal being. I don't care that you call yourself an atheist, an agnostic, any version thereof. If you truly come on this planet, and I don't believe you believe that when you were little, but let's say you grew into this belief system that you came in, this is the end all be all. There is nothing else except for this experience on this planet. And you got installed with this consciousness and this ability to think and the ability to be intuitive, that you don't think you're an eternal being and that there is something before and something after, and this is just a place marker. I have to meet that person because I really want to have the intellectual debate discussion. That is not human nature here. And as much as people sometimes want to say that that's their belief, I don't believe that's their internal, don't tell anybody belief, because we are so powerful as beings, because science is catching up with describing how that energy works, and it works through thoughts and it works through chemicals in your body and emotions and all of this happy stuff. This is got an expiration date on it, this experience on planet Earth. But if you look at anything, pictures, videos of outer space, the Milky Way, the multiplicity of galaxies, understand, really comprehend the idea of infinity, meaning there is no beginning, there is no end. we come to this planet and we start putting things in beginning and end boxes. So it's hard for our brains, our little tiny human brains, even though your consciousness can comprehend it, your limited human brain says there's a beginning and there's a beginning and there's an end. It's not the truth. The truth is that we are absolutely eternal. And more than that, everything in the entire eternity and in infinity is happening simultaneously because there is no time or space. When you begin to grasp that, which believe me, your human brain is pushing back all the time, like, oh, that's too much, that's too much. But when you really begin to understand that, absorb it, feel it, embrace it, there is then no reason to fear anything. Because ultimately, every fear, its root is based in death. If you ever ask anybody, what are you afraid of? 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 And they keep answering the question, they will come down to, I'm afraid I'm going to die. Most of our fears, our modern fears, are all stress related and they have nothing to do with dying. But we programmed our brains because when we were hunter gatherers and we didn't have all this consciousness available as we do now, it was there, but we were not accessing it. We were afraid that the tiger or the lion or the bear was going to get us. And you know, that's called survival. Here's the thing is that there's no sense in surviving, if you are not flourishing and thriving on this planet. What is the point? If you came here to have an experience, you came here to experience yourself as the divine in expression, why the flip would you want to spend time being unhappy, being out of joy, being fearful, being stressed out, being any version of these negative emotions? Because here is the thing, is that you get to choose those emotions every single minute, second of every single day. Keep hearing myself tell myself I'm going to live to 103. But you know what? I could walk out my front door right now being hit by a bus. There's no guarantee that we get to stay or we choose to stay. So while you're here, you want to make this a freaking party. This is I love Spanish. I'm learning it a lot. Fiesta. Right? It's a fiesta every moment of your life. Think of that as, how are you showing up in the world every day as if they are putting pinatas up just for you, as if they're pouring candy out of a pinata just for you? This is a metaphor, folks. So if they're and their mariachi bands are showing up because of you, because of your presence, because you deemed this place worthy of your presence, holy. Fuck, you're an amazing being. And we've all convinced ourselves otherwise. And therefore, then all of these other crazy thoughts and emotions and behaviors show up when the true reality is, how are you living as if you were dying? Because you are already, as soon as you are born, dying. You're dying in one way or another. You're either dying through disease or old age or getting hit by a bus or some really unfortunate, untoward ways. And when we see somebody transition from this planet, we should all be having a party because that person has chosen to move to another dimension to be expressing in a different way. And we're all interconnected. So just because we don't have a physical form of someone with us, we feel grief. Now, loss is grief because you can feel grief over so many things. I felt grief one time over a car that I'd had for way too long because you can get attached to things. We as human beings get attached to our physical presences. So some of them are animated like human beings, some of them are fur babies. Some of them are just, they look like they're static structures. It could be a rock, it could be a car, it could be a house, it could be a plant. Doesn't matter. But the thing is what you really, really, really want to embrace is, how am I living my life to the absolute fullest, knowing that everybody around me, number one, every person, being, living creature in my life is going to die. And therefore, how do I celebrate with them and myself, because I'm going to die? How do I celebrate with them in the most magical ways every day that I have one more minute on this planet, instead of, oh, another day, same shit, different day? How can my life be different? How can I get out of my present circumstances? Look at that waste of energy when you are not living at your highest energetic self, knowing that your soul is here to experience every juicy thing that it can. And even if it is perceived as it's negative, right? I got in a car accident. I broke my leg. I got, I went to war and they blew off some of my limbs, right? All of that, you can still experience at the height of your highest self. It's so important to recognize that every single moment is here for our divine pleasure. And we get to say and observe and then identify something as a pleasurable experience or not pleasurable. And when it's not pleasurable, then you have all these negative emotions which create negative energy, which brings you more of what you say. What you say you don't want, which is not true. You are a complete reflection of every single thing that you are thinking, feeling, and being. And if you don't like it like you say you don't, you can choose your attitude about it, but more importantly, you can change how you created it. So I wanted to talk about death today, just from the perspective that it is a beautiful part of life. It is a beautiful part of life, whether you're experiencing it or someone you're so deeply loved that you know you are going to feel such a loss when they leave. That void will consume you for a while in this process called grief, but then celebrate everything that made that relationship feel like it's lost now. Because we can do that as this human species. We can remember and bring up all of the good times and know that we still are here living this experience and choosing to have the most incredible, sensational, over the moon, exquisitely magical life because we choose to. So I once again feel like I've just shared something so deep because we can choose how we perceive anything. It's just your perception. It's not reality. There's no such thing as reality. It's you, your observational units of the five senses that see, feel, hear, do, whatever, and then you interpret it and make a story out of it. So be an amazing storyteller and tell your life. We are magical. We are on fire. We are fierce and we are loving every moment of this life. Stay tuned for next week. And as I said, you can always email me at debbie@thedebbiedobbins.com. And I'd be happy to have a discovery call with you and see where you're stuck. Queen of Magic out.